Good evening. It is good to be back. Just pulled back in the parking lot just a little while ago from our retreat. We had a great time. We took nine grade schoolers from here and to enjoy the weekend with, I believe there were a little over 50 grade school kids there, maybe a little more than that, and a few teenagers helping. And with that thought, I would like to recognize and say how much I appreciate Dacia and Haley and Jordan going with me this weekend to help out with the kids and climb the mountain with them and sleep in the cabin with them and take care of them, play some games and do things like that with them. I appreciate them. And also, I wasn't here this morning to be able to say this, and I don't know if anybody else did, but I appreciate Friday night. We had our leadership dinner here, and I appreciate several of our young people came up and helped serve during that evening. Michael Van Landingham and Dylan Smith and Britton and Amanda and Dacia were also here serving and helping out on Friday night. And I really appreciate their volunteering, even though I called them and asked them. They were very much willing to say, yeah, we'll come and do it. We want to do that. So I'm just really proud of our young people and the things that they do. And I just want them to have a little recognition. And if you have a chance, just pat them on the back or tell them appreciate them for what they do. I hope what I say tonight makes sense. I haven't really had a time to look over my notes and things since all weekend I've been teaching out of Daniel, and what I want to say tonight has nothing to do with the book of Daniel. So I've got Daniel running through my head and all the lessons and all the things we've been talking about all weekend. And so, like I said, I pulled in and my jeans and t-shirt and I ran and changed clothes and printed off my lesson real quick and grabbed my Bible. So hopefully I can remember some of the things that I wanted to share with you tonight. Have you ever said, he did what? Or maybe she did what? If you're a parent, you've said that. More than likely. You've gotten some kind of news. Somebody did something or said something, and someone comes and tells you, you know, that so-and-so did this or so-and-so said that, and you're just almost just shocked a little bit. They did what? I can't believe that. And I know that you do the same thing, but watching and listening to the news and to reading newspapers and magazines and all these things, and you hear people say things all the time, and you're going, what? And recently it's really hit me that so many people in this world are giving credit to God where God is not due credit. Now understand, God is worthy of all our praises and blessings, okay? God is worthy of everything that we can give Him. But there are things God does not do in this world that people want to credit God with having done. There are a few people just looking at an article. Matter of fact, I found this article and there was someone even talking about the new scandal in sports. It's the greatest scandal the world has ever seen. And you can forget about all of the steroid use and all of those kinds of things that give these great athletes, you know, their abilities or help them gain greater abilities to win the home run race, as we've seen happen recently. And they say, you know, all those things can go on, but now we have something that athletes have something that they can depend upon that we can't even trace. We can't do a blood test on them, and it's almost absolutely certain that they're going to win anything that they do, and that is because they're calling on God. There's this God scandal, and when are we going to get God out of all of this? And this article is kind of in jest of Christians or people claiming to be Christians calling on God and saying God has done these things. And I started reading some quotes. There's a guy named Will Allen. Maybe some of you know who he is. He was a safety for the Ohio State Buckeyes back when they won the championship a few years ago. And he said, a lot of games, I'll say God has been on our side. God has helped us win those football games. The really close ones, the ones that maybe we shouldn't have won, God was on our side and He helped us win the game. God did what? Now, that really strikes me because I don't like Ohio State. Why would God help them and not Oklahoma? Because, you know, we could have used some help that year. We could have used some help several years. Maybe I'm not praying hard enough for OU to win, or maybe I haven't prayed. Maybe that's the problem. I haven't prayed for God to help the Sooners win. But he says that God helped the Buckeyes win the championship that year. I can remember, maybe you remember Evander Holyfield. I loved watching him box. You know, he was an amateur. I really liked that. And then he came up all the way up into the heavyweight, and he won the heavyweight championship of the world. And he was a great boxer. But you know, there were some times after fights that he would give credit to God. He said, God was with me in the ring tonight. And I can remember one time, I don't remember who the guy was that was interviewing him, but he wanted to say, well, now how hard did you work, Evander, and how many hours did you put in and all these things to win this fight? And he said, well, God did it. God was with me in that ring, and if it wasn't for God, I'd have never won this fight. And he goes, yeah, I understand that, Evander, but God's with all of us. He said, no, God was with me in this fight. And he was ready to maybe fight this reporter, because this reporter's saying, no, Evander, God is not with you in a ring. He's not with you helping you win this fight. But he had something to say about it. I remember a friend of mine who was an elder, and he was talking about his sister, and he was studying with her. He's talking to her, and he's saying, you know, you need to become a Christian. And he was trying to share with her the gospel message, and she was saying, I don't need to hear all of that. I'm already in a good relationship. And she goes, wait a minute, but you don't go to a church anywhere. You don't do anything. You just sit at home on a Sunday morning in your robe and, you know, drink coffee and just watch TV. And she says, that's all right. I know I'm saved. He says, well, how do you know that? Because I've prayed to God, and look at everything I have. God has given me this beautiful home. God has given me all this food. God has given me this everything I have. God has given it to me. You see, she equated riches of this world with salvation. She has all this stuff, so God must have given it to her. Did God do that? Zach Johnson, I don't know how many of you have heard of him, but he won the Masters. Now that's a big golf tournament, if those of you who aren't golfers. I'm not a golfer, but I watch it a little bit, and no one will take me golfing anymore after a couple of time outings. I said, no, you don't need to be on a golf course, that's fine. But Zach Johnson, defeated Tiger Woods along with all the other guys, but he beat Tiger Woods in the Masters. And after he won that golf championship, he said, I felt like there was certainly another power that was walking with me and guiding me. He was giving God the credit for his ability to beat Tiger Woods and all these other golfers in this tournament. God did it for me. There's another lady, I can't even pronounce her name, but recently there was a gunman went into a church building just outside Denver. And he walked in, and he had just gone from another place and shot several people at another place, and he came into this church building and he started discharging this firearm. And this lady had been hired as a security officer, and she ran and interceded, if you will, drew her weapon and shot this man before he could kill anyone there. And they were interviewing her. And it was kind of interesting. I've cut a couple of clips out of this interview. It says, I was given the assignment to end this before it got much worse. I just prayed for the Holy Spirit to guide me. I said, Holy Spirit, be with me. My hands weren't even shaking. It seemed like it was me and the gunman and God. And a little bit later in the interview, she said, I'm not married yet. I will be someday. God's going to find me the perfect man. God's going to do everything. God helped her in this terrible situation. God's already found her a husband that he's going to introduce her to shortly. And I thought, how interesting that as reading through that interview. Of all the things she's credited God with. I don't know what all God has done for her. I'm not sure. I don't know the lady. But there are a lot of people who are giving credit. And one that really hit me recently, and I was right after I told Chris about it, there was a couple who had just won the lottery, the big lottery, the Powerball or whatever it's called, $165 million or something like that dollars. Massive amount of money. And this lady, they're interviewing this couple and they're talking to them. They're not really saying a whole lot, but what are they going to do? Where did they work? And what did you do when you first won it? Well, I went and told my boss I won't be back to work. And I had this, and we're going to buy a car, and we're going to do these things. And anyway, as they're talking, they talk about a little bit of their history. You know, they've had some rough times in their life. And the lady says, we've really had it rough for a while. And we prayed to God, and He answered our prayers, and He gave us this money. And I thought, well, Chris, now you just were reading and studying with us and telling us that we shouldn't be doing that because it's not right. And here this woman says God just did it, that God approves that. He prayed and she just gave it all to Him. And I said, Chris, you need to get up and tell us that would you had it all wrong. What we need to do is all of us need to pray and go down and buy lottery tickets so God can make us all multi-millionaires. Because that's what the woman just said, it works. But I don't know what happened to the other several million tickets, people who bought all of those. I don't know where those all went. I guess God really wanted this couple more than anyone else to have all those riches. And I say that in jest because I look at a lot of these quotes and I think things that people give credit to God for. And I read His Word and I think as He's revealing to us who He is, they don't go together. Does God really do these things? Does God really side? Does God really want a certain football team to win? Does God really want these kinds of things to happen? Does God really bless if you just say, God, I need these things. I need all this money and I need a new car and I need a new house and I need all this stuff and God is just going to give it to us because we ask Him for it. Is that who God has revealed Himself to us? Is that how He works in our life? And I think, I don't believe that's the God that I read about in His Word. God does work. God does do things in our life. But I start questioning, what does God really do? And there are some things that I think are quite obvious, but I really don't. And I'm going to tell you up front, I don't know what all God does do for us. I don't know everything that God does in our life. I wish I knew. I wish I was ready and I could see the future and say, this is what God is going to do tomorrow and this is what He's going to do the next day or next week or next month. I wish I had all those answers, but I really don't. But we find some things in His Word and the way that He's talked to us and told us things that He does do in our life that we can know for certain that God does work in our life. We go back into the Old Testament. And we see things that God did for His people centuries ago, hundreds and hundreds of years ago. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we're introduced to a lady named Hannah. And Hannah is without child, and she wants so desperately to have a child. And she goes and she begins praying to God, God, hear my prayer. I want to have a child. I want to do... Please be with me. And we know because of God's Word, we realize that God did bless her. God did answer that prayer. And before long, Hannah had her child. And I love that passage because it says she wasn't eating, she was in tears and all these things. And she knelt down and she prayed to God and she turned it over to Him and said, God, I'm leaving it with You. And what happened when she walked out of there and she left? It said immediately she went away and she ate and her spirit was uplifted. Why? Because she believed that God heard her. She believed in her relationship with God because she knows that God does answer prayers. Think about Hezekiah, 2 Kings chapter 20 in the first few verses. Hezekiah is informed that he is about to die. His life on this planet is over. And God is going to call him home. It is time for him to die. And when he gets this news, he says, I'm not ready to go. And he begins praying to God, God, I don't want to leave just yet. I'm not ready to leave. And he prays. And God answers that prayer. And he comes back and he says, okay, I'm going to give you 15 additional years on this planet. God did that. He told us he did. And we know that he did that. Then we look back at maybe some other people like Moses. And God calls Moses and he says, Moses, I'm ready for you to do some things. I need you to lead my people. I need you to go in front of them and lead them out of captivity. And lead them to the promised land. And I'm going to do some things for you, Moses, to help you do these things. And he performs all these miraculous signs. He did things that we can't even imagine how they could happen. Matter of fact, many people in the world deny that any of those things ever did happen. And yet God worked them out. He caused all those plagues to happen. He brought his people to a sea, and Moses just raised his arms up and God said, okay, let the waters divide, and they walked across on dry ground. God did that. He told us he did. When they're without water, when they're without food, as Moses is leading them to the promised land, the people are hungry. What are they going to eat? There's not a grocery store close by. They can't just go and grab a truckload of groceries to feed the people. God gave them that food. When they were without water, they got it out of a rock. That's pretty impressive. God did that. And so we can look back and we can see some of the tremendous things that God did for His people. God has taken care of His people. God has really done those things. But what does God do today? What is God doing in our lives today? I don't think He's dividing seas and opening them up anymore. Now, He does some things just as awesome as that. But He's not doing those things. Or at least, I haven't witnessed one of those today. But He is doing some things. There's a passage that I want us to look at in James. Open up with me to the book of James. James chapter 5. In James chapter 5, beginning in verse 13, he writes this, "Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man accomplishes much." Prayer is a powerful thing. Now, I know a lot of times we pray for things. And maybe sometimes we don't understand why we're praying. There are a lot of people in this world who pray for things that are outside the will of God. I don't believe for even a second that it's in God's will that we be multi-millionaires. That He's going to bless us that way by going down and buying a lottery ticket. I don't believe that. Because that's not in accordance with the way He's revealed Himself to us. But He does say right here, if someone is sick, then you go and you ask your elders to pray over you. And I know that it's been mentioned here. I think I've even said it from this pulpit before. How many times do we really believe that? How many times have we really taken advantage of this passage of Scripture, of this promise that God will do this if we listen to Him? I've known some people in my life who've done this. I know some people who were healed of things that there was no explanation of why. Many years ago, while I lived in Texas, there was a man, an elderly gentleman there that I really enjoyed talking to him, because he and his family, when he was a little boy, they settled that part of Texas in a covered wagon. He had a lot of stories to tell, and I loved listening to him. And he still was gardening at almost 90 years of age. He had a big garden, and he showed me some of the pictures of his sweet potatoes. Maybe I've told you this before, I don't know. But he had two of them, and they were like this. I'm not exaggerating, they were like almost 10 pounds apiece. They were huge. But I remember one Sunday, he was gone. And I said, where is he? Well, he's in the hospital. Some things happen and he's not doing well. They're not expecting him to make it. And the doctors told him, you only have a little time. There's nothing more we can do for you. And he had men praying over him. And the next Sunday I was waiting to hear that he had passed away, and there he is getting out of his car and walking in the building. What are you doing here? Well, this is where I go to church. And he said that as he's talking to the doctors and they're getting ready to release him, we have no answers for you. We don't know why you're healed. We don't know why you're leaving this hospital. You shouldn't be doing this. And he said very simply, I can tell you why. It has nothing to do with you. You don't have that power, but God does. There are people who've prayed for me and over me, and I know that God says it will happen, and it happens. I asked Toby if I could say something about him tonight. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege, as we were sitting in an elders meeting, Toby came in and asked. He says, you know, right here it says it. If you're sick, you need to ask your elders to pray over you. And we stopped. Our elders stopped right then and said, absolutely, let's pray. And the next time we talked, Toby brought in, matter of fact, he may still have it in his pocket right now, this printout from the doctor. What does it say? All of that had no hope. There was nothing they could do for him. It's not there anymore. The results came back. Why does that happen? Doctor didn't have anything to do with that. God did. I believe that. Because He tells us He'll do it. Man, prayer is our greatest ally because of who we're talking to. God answers prayers. Now, I don't know that of every single prayer that we've prayed, I know that God sometimes answers in ways we really don't want Him to answer. Sometimes He tells us no. Sometimes He doesn't lengthen our life. Sometimes He doesn't heal us. Sometimes He doesn't do all the things that we really want Him to do. But I can tell you, God is the only one that can do that. And He will. He's told us, if we ask in faith, God will grant us those things that we pray for. Not only in prayer, but even in conversations, I think about how God providentially has led so many people in this world. How many times He's led someone in my life. I remember a professor, a man asking a friend of mine one time, what do you do? And he started telling him, well, this is my life, this is what I do, this is my family and all these things. And he goes through this big long story, and after it's finished, he looked at him and goes, now what are you going to do with the rest of your life? And he stepped back and he thought, how arrogant of you to say something like that to me. Who are you to question what I'm doing and what my life means? But you know what? It wasn't but a very short time later, he started asking himself that. Well, why? What am I going to do? And he decided, you know, something had already been bothering him. Something that he wanted to change in his life. And he decided, you know what? I need to get in ministry full time. And it took someone asking him, someone he didn't even know, asking him a question like that. I think God was working that day providentially in his life. God does that. Those things have happened in my life. People have asked me questions, and I think, who are you to ask me that? And then I think later, I'll reflect back on it and go, man, I am so grateful to God that He used that person at that time to say something to me. Now, I don't mean He's like a puppet master and He's making them say those things, but He is using us. He uses His people to say things that sometimes I don't even know why I say some of the things I do to people. But I think sometimes God uses us or gives us opportunities to make a difference in people's lives and our own. God uses people providentially. God does that. And I think about my life, and sometimes when everything gets chaotic, and I think, where does that calmness come from? Where does that peace, that serenity that we look so desperately look for, where does it come from? It comes from God. When you've lost something, when you, someone close to you, a family member, maybe a child or a parent or a spouse or someone that's really dear to you, how do you find peace in all of that? I tell you, the greatest place it comes from is just sitting down and saying, I'm hurting. God, help me. And God will do it. He's told us He will. That's some of the things I think of. When people start giving credit to God and saying, God did this for me. God gave me these things. And I start, well, why hasn't He given them to me? Why hasn't God done those for everybody? Why are there still people in this world who don't have enough food to eat? And you've got millions and millions and millions of dollars and you didn't do anything to earn it. God really does that? No. But God does bless us. God does answer our prayers. God gives us peace that only He can give. God uses people, you and I, when we allow Him to do that. He leads us providentially where He would have us be if we allow Him to do it. I don't know what's going on in your life. And I don't know what God's doing in your life right now. But I would challenge you tonight to start questioning, start looking and seeing, what is God really doing in my life? What is God doing for me? And I think that you'll be surprised when you really look at it objectively. What is God doing? And when we realize God is doing some of those things, maybe it's time we actually stop and start thanking Him specifically for the things that He's doing in our life. God, thank You for number one and two and three, and here's all these 50 things that You've done for me. Thank You, God, for every one of these. And when we start doing that, we'll start realizing God is doing more and more and more things than we can even imagine. What is God doing in your life tonight? Well, I can tell you this. God works in His children's life. All spiritual blessings, all things that God has in store, are in Jesus Christ. And if we're not in Jesus Christ, then we have nothing. We can't claim God is doing anything in our life if we're not His child. Because we haven't accepted the blessings that He has in store for us. Maybe you haven't become a child of God tonight. Maybe you need to do, if you haven't, you do need to do that. If you're not a child of God, you can do that tonight. You can be immersed into Him. You can be clothed with Christ. And because of that, you can gain all the blessings, the forgiveness of sins, the blessings, the answer of prayer, all the things that we have as rights as being a child of God. But maybe you haven't been looking and questioning what God's been doing. I would challenge you to do that. Maybe something else is going on in your life and you would need us to pray for you. God does answer prayers. If you're struggling with something, I challenge you to give it over to Him tonight. Let us pray with you and for you as your family. God will give you forgiveness. God will give you peace. God will give you all that you're looking for if you'll allow Him. If you need to respond to Him tonight, to His invitation, we ask you to do it right now while we stand and we sing together.